Breakfast Size Chia Pud, Sweet Bowls Chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook, Tea with an Added Scoop of Collagen. Lunch, FP or S. Cheesy Dream Soup, Quick Single Soups Chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook, with crunkers topped with optional ghee or virgin coconut oil to swing into S mode. Crackers, Chips, and Dip Chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Dinner, E. Wipe Your Mouth BBQ, Crockpot Meals Chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook, with quinoa. Light and Lovely Coleslaw, Sides Chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Day 5. Breakfast, E. Sweet Dreams Apple Cinnamon Oatmeal using a scoop of integral collagen in place of pristine whey protein. Good Morning Grains Chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Lunch, FP. Creamless Creamy Chicken, Quick Single Skillet Meals Chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook, using Laughin' Mama Cheese, Condiments and Extras Chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Sliced Cucumber Sprinkled with High Mineral Salt. Dinner, S. Cashew Chicken, Family Skillet Meals Chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Side Salad. Day 6. Breakfast, S. Berries and No-Gurt, Sweet Bowls Chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Lunch, S. Crispy Salmon Siesta, Quick Single Skillet Meals Chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Salad with Avocado, Tomato, and Tangy and Sweet Vinaigrette. Condiments and Extras Chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Dinner, S. Enchilada Wonder Casserole, Dairy-Free Version, Oven Dishes Chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Day 7. Breakfast, E. Banana Bread Crock-Pot Oatmeal, Good Morning Grains Chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Lunch, S. Slim Sloppy Joes in Crisp Romaine Hearts, Family Skillet Meals Chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Dinner, S. Lemon Herb Drummies, S. Crockpot Meals Chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Snack Ideas for the Week. Cut fruit with collagen tea or any light trimmy for protein, Hot Drinks Chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook, or No Cream Cheese Berry Spread, Condiments and Extras Chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Hummus and Crudités. Crispy Nuts, Peanut-free, with small cubes of Hello cheese, Condiments and Extras Chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Crunkers or Crispy Addictions or Kale Chips, Crackers, Chips, and Dips Chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Skinny Chocolate, Skinny Chocolate Truffles, or Gummies, Candies and Bars Chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Green Fries, Sides Chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Berries and No-Gurt, Sweet Bowls Chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Beauty Milk, More Drinks Chapter. Avo Cream or Chia Pud, Sweet Bowls Chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Sensitive Big Boy, Shakes, Smoothies, Frappas, and Thin Thicks Chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Tummy Spa Ice Cream or any dairy-free option from the Frozen Treats Chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Chapter 27. Heads Up, Maintenance Mamas. You are not allowed to reach goal weight without a huge shout-out and happy dance from us. High five, Mama! You plodded faithfully along, and here you are the victor over excess pounds and a droopy, tired old self. You made it to the finish line, and we are cheering, throwing confetti, and shaking pom-poms for you in the stands. But what now? Do you really want this to be your finish line? For sure you need to stop with the losing weight part, but why go back to your old ways when they led you to that hopeless place where you began? It's fun to be an energetic, trim healthy mama who radiates a healthy glow and does not have to sacrifice tasty treats or hearty meals or suffer through crazy hours in the gym. Don't stop now. You can't be or feel healthy without controlling blood sugar, and the crossover meal will be your tool to help achieve this while curbing weight loss. Let the maintenance journey begin. The most rewarding and longest part of your Trim Healthy Mama adventure is about to begin. Join us here in awesome maintenance land. We've been enjoying ourselves here for many years now, reveling no longer over the shedding of pounds, but over the enjoyment of energy and graceful ease we feel while aging with vitality and wits sustained. Accept your beautiful, unique body type, and don't keep adding unhealthy additional weight loss goals by never being satisfied with your personal healthy weight. Not everyone should try to be a size 6 or even a size 8. One mama might be healthy at a size 2, and another showing way too many bones and completely miserable at a size 8. Many mamas might be just perfect at a size 12. We all have different skeletal frames and muscle distributions. Don't be overly judgmental of your body type by continuing to make weight loss your goal when in fact you have already arrived. If you don't know when to stop losing weight, ask a trusted friend to tell you when you are looking too skinny. By trusted, we mean make sure this friend has your best interests in mind and is not telling you to stop just because she wants to feel better about any weight issues she may have herself. How does your husband feel about you always wanting to lose another 5 pounds? He may be much happier keeping a little more of you around. Choose a healthy versus skinny weight for yourself. We cannot tell you what that is or have you do math equations or charts to work it out. It will be vastly different for each person, with too many variables to fit into a "you should weigh this" box. The weight loss part of your journey was just the doorknob you opened into sustained and enjoyable health. Even though we hope you enjoyed every day that you were heading in the right direction toward goal weight, you are now finally at the prime weight and size for your body to feel unencumbered and ready to fly. Your health has been improving along the way, but now your body no longer has to be burdened with the stress and inflammation from excess weight. This new maintenance season is your time to soar into health and reap the benefits of your commitment. The Art of Maintenance. Every maintenance journey will look different. You will learn to make little tweaks as you listen to your body and study how you personally respond to the addition of more crossover meals. We call this special season the Art of Maintenance because it is a bona fide art to truly learn about you and your body's unique needs rather than following details designed for someone else. It's not the tools that make a charming masterpiece, but the time and the understanding of how to wield those tools in your favor. If you pay attention, you can know your body better than any diet author who was not born in your skin. Just as learning the weight loss principles of this plan took some time and practice, so too will this part of your journey. Tuning in will be your most useful key for being a successful maintenance mama. While we're going to teach you here how to healthfully stop losing weight by adding in the right amount of crossovers for you, we can't promise you won't keep shrinking. In fact, we'd be liars if we told you your size will stay the same along with the number on the scale. The shrink kept slowly happening to us, and over and over again we hear the same from other trim healthy mamas who are now at goal weight. Little by little, they keep getting smaller. Once you reach a healthy weight on the scale, your body still has other ideas of its own. You may be the same weight you were in your 20s or 30s, but end up a size or two smaller. Obviously, you won't keep shrinking until you disappear, but all that healthy protein ensures a denser muscle profile with less fluffy fat on your body. Well, that is the science, but this incredible shrinking effect is still a THM phenomenon that remains a bit of a mystery. Ease into crossovers. Try incorporating 3 to 4 crossover meals per week to start with, and watch how your body responds. If you notice the pounds creeping back, then just pull back a little and introduce crossovers at a slower pace, letting your metabolism adjust. Some maintenance mamas find that their body can only ever handle 1 or 2 crossovers per week. These folks are not doing anything wrong. They are simply listening to their unique body makeup or season of life. If you are postmenopausal, thyroid deficient, or just designed to burn fuel more slowly than others, then you may find your crossover quota to be much less than those who might be younger, hormonally well-balanced, or very active with a high metabolism. Don't compare your special path to somebody else's and lose the joy and beauty of your own. Both of us found that when we first reached goal weight, we did extremely well maintaining weight with just 3 or 4 crossies per week. That lasted a year or two. As the years went on, though, we both found we had to start including more crossovers to sustain a healthful weight. Years of healthy, protein-centered meals that juggled fuels of both fats and carbs continued to rev our metabolisms to the point where we both need about 1 or more crossovers a day now, or we get too thin. Some mamas reach goal weight and immediately find their body can easily burn up 3 or more crossies per week and they still lose weight. Within just a few weeks of playing around with crossovers in maintenance, they realize they have to include at least 1 crossover per day, or even have to make all their meals tandem-fueled in this manner. If this is you, then rejoice and embrace your own body's needs. Don't think for a second that eating this many crossovers is any less on plan than strictly freestyling S&E. If your body embraces them, crossovers should be at the core of your Trim Healthy Mama maintenance plan. True crossovers stay the course of your Trim Healthy Mama health goals. They are designed to never spike your blood sugar and are anti-aging, anti-inflammatory, and anti-carb binging. You are every bit a Trim Healthy Mama, even if you never purposely eat an E or S again in your life. Don't stress it. Even if you are able to predominantly live on crossies and keep your trim, you don't have to get too religious about this either. You'll be fine with some true single-fueled meals here and there. Going out to a restaurant and ordering grilled and buttered wild salmon with steamed broccoli and a luscious side salad with creamy dressing or olive oil would be a super healthy option for you, even if it is a true S meal. Sometimes finding healthy carb options when dining out can be a real challenge, and you sure don't want to eat the white, devitalized dinner rolls just to add some glucose fuel to your fat fuel. Don't think you have to carry a slice or two of sprouted bread in your purse just to make sure you cross over. S meals are going to happen naturally, as are E meals, and yes, even a fuel pull here and there. You might just be craving Greek yogurt and scrumptious plump raspberries for a snack. That is a yummy fuel pull, and your body won't fade away to nothing just by including some fuel pull snacks occasionally. Don't be concerned with the religiosity of maintenance. Just be alert and attentive to how your body is reacting and what it is really needing. If you begin losing weight swiftly, again, be mindful to keep your diet extra rich in crossies, but don't become imprisoned by them. A fired-up metabolism is beneficial for many functions of the body and not for weight loss alone. The occasional natural juggle of an S meal here and E meal there just throws a wild curveball into your new crossy life and keeps your metabolism on its toes. Protect the integrity of your crossies. Now that you are not actively seeking weight loss, don't give in to the temptation to just eat whole foods any old way and think of this blanket strategy as crossing over. A true crossover never jumps over the safe E boundaries for starchy carbs or high-energy fruits. Many healthy foods can be unhealthy when eaten in excess. This is very true for carb sources that can throw your whole body off balance when not respected. The inclusion of carbs is paramount to health, but this doesn't mean you go for second and third helpings of rice casserole or eat piece after piece of sprouted toast with butter. Eat your 2 sane pieces of bread, then have second helpings of veggies and protein if you are still hungry. Don't opt for a large buttered popcorn at the movies and call it a crossover. 'Cause it ain't. That's a cheat. Movie theaters don't use healthy oils, and most of us don't eat safe crossover portions of popcorn from a big movie theater bucket. You are welcome to enjoy it and call it what it is, but don't call it a crossover, okay? Weight may not be such a huge deal anymore. But even skinny people feel like death warmed up when their bodies are continually crashing from roller-coastering blood sugar levels. So keep tabs on your definition of this healing and nourishing meal so you don't ruin your goal weight or lose your healthy glow. Guard against constant cheating. There's a lot more to Trim Healthy Mama than this trim business. The healthy word is smack dab in the center of this title. Be careful not to slide back to old ways and cheat on junk more liberally now that your pants fit nicely and you don't feel as much motivation to stay on plan. By now, you know that you can have the freedom for an occasional completely embraced and enjoyed cheat meal, but the inclusion of too many will not only slide you backward, or upward on the scale, quicker than you realize, but will also tear down your renewed energy and radiant luster. If you wake up one morning and realize you have cheated for 2 weeks straight, you have gained back a few pounds, and you basically feel crummy, don't let shame take over. Don't stay there in the brambles. We love the Bible story in Luke chapter 15, in which the good shepherd leaves the 99 sheep to rescue the one stuck in the thorns. Our Heavenly Father wants to rescue you from your mess, but you have to allow Him. You have to accept His grace. His grace and forgiveness are so much bigger than what we have for ourselves, but we need to learn from His great grace and apply it to our own mess-ups, too. It's clear from the scriptures that good health is a biblical blessing. 3 John chapter 1, verse 2 says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers." Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19 challenges us, "I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that you and your descendants may live." This verse has both spiritual and physical applications. We have this choice every morning as we start a new day, and, thankfully, His mercies are new every morning. So, if we messed up yesterday, our slate is once more clean. We have this choice before every meal. Will we choose life or death for our bodies for breakfast, for lunch, for dinner? Allow Him to gently untangle you from thorny thickets and guide you back to healthy green pastures, which is where He wants you. Remind yourself of this choice, and then choose life. Where's my maintenance menu? We didn't include a menu for our maintenance mamas for two reasons. First, as we explained earlier, every maintenance mama will need to do things a little differently to suit her unique requirements. There is no one-size-fits-all. The second reason is that we already designed a menu for our pregnant and nursing mamas that includes ample crossovers, so head over to chapter 23, Heads Up, Pregnant and Nursing Mamas, to check it out. While you are over there in the Preggies and Nursing chapter, listen to the sections on crossing over with more easy-burning S-fuels than heavy S-fuels. This concept will help many maintenance mamas who have trouble including crossovers if they ramp up the scale too quickly. Strategically placed deep crossovers can actually instigate weight loss in thyroid-deficient mamas or those who are stuck on a plateau of quicksand. So, heads up. If you are struggling with crossovers, learn how to prepare this deep variety properly and see if your body smiles on it. Chapter 28. The Guy Chapter. So, we've been wondering, should we write this chapter directly to the rare guy who might pick up this book? Or do we write it to the woman who loves and cherishes this guy? Decision made. Since the species of male who could make it this far into a mama book is probably rare to the point of being on the endangered list, we'll write to his woman. But if you do happen to be that exceptional guy hearing these words, a belated welcome to you and sorry we've called you mama throughout the whole book. We hope you won't need several years of counseling from that now. In all seriousness, though, this plan works spectacularly for men. We wrote it for mamas simply because we are mamas, but the way sugar affects our bodies is not gender-specific. A man who had lost 40 pounds on the Trim Healthy Mama plan to reach a healthy goal weight came up to us at an event at which we were speaking. He had a great analogy for men and shared it with us. He said, "I think of your plan this way. I use gas for my car and diesel for my truck. I don't put them both in the same engine if I want my vehicle to work. Picturing S&D meals as either gas or diesel helped me get down to a healthy weight. Man food approved. If we as women find the idea of constant rabbit food meals so unappealing that it causes us to want to go out and gobble a Big Mac, our guy feels that to the nth degree times 10. Men can really sink their teeth into this way of eating. They love the heartiness of the food. Steak, chili, meatloaf, and pizza. This foursome of man foods that usually make up most guys' diets can easily be THM-ified. No dainty portions. Men love to be filled up. Ever notice fast food TV ads directed to men? They're all about filling them up with gigantic portions. As long as those large portions are THM-ified, your man can find his trim too. If you need direction on how much to feed your male, then refresh yourself with the story of Goldilocks and the Three Bears. There was a baby-sized portion, a mama-sized portion, and then a papa-sized portion. Papa's bowl had a lot more porridge. It was not just right for Goldilocks. Unless you are a very high-metabolism woman who can eat circles around your guy and still stay trim, he's usually going to need to eat quite a bit more than you do to stay satisfied and happy. The simple reason for this is he is created with more muscle, so he requires more fuel to burn. Our own husbands often eat twice as much as we do at mealtimes. That means when it comes to the number guidelines we've given you, don't get so finicky about them when it comes to your man. A medium-sized sweet potato is just right for you in an e-meal. Your guy might need a large. Don't forget, though, that it is important to also fill him up on protein and non-starchy veggies so he doesn't have to carb out to get filled up. If he needs to lose weight, the main thing that matters will be that he is basically separating his S and E meals and eating the right carbs, those gentle ones we suggest, rather than spikers like white dinner rolls and white pasta. But even if some crossovers occur here and there, men do have a better chance of losing weight by including more crossovers than many of us women do. We have a greater percentage of essential fat in our bodies than men, and less natural muscle, so we do need to pay more attention to the actual safe boundaries suggested when it comes to carbs. Your guy might want a couple large bowls of chili while one satisfies you. Don't call him a hog in your mind. He's just being a guy. Before you stay up all night worrying that his S chili turned into a raging crossover from too many helpings that included beans, he's really just upsizing into guy portions. A true crossover for him looks more crossed than yours. So don't look at him crossly. The fact that he is eating healthier, even if weight is not shedding fast, is fantastic. Men who have type 2 diabetes or severe insulin resistance need to stay much closer to the 45-gram carb safety net we advise. They'll need to have more starchy veggies and protein on their plates if they need to fill up more. We've had some fun stereotyping here, but if your guy naturally has a slower metabolism or a smaller appetite, don't think him less of a man. Just as a few women can out-eat some men don't have the huge appetites we've been describing. No biggie. It takes all types to make up this world. Your grocery budget will thank you for that. Pearl chats. My husband lost 45 pounds to get down to a much healthier weight on plan, but it took him several years to get there as he crossed over a lot, ate huge hearty portions, and cheated too often, but thoroughly enjoyed his food and his life. He never felt like he was on a diet, and he has been able to maintain his weight loss all these years, even cheating way too often, to my way of thinking. He won't play nice. What if your guy is not interested in joining you on this journey? He's very happy with his potato chips and sodas, and, even though he may have glaring health and weight issues, he doesn't want to change. What now? Nag, 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 and put stress on your relationship? Our advice is to let him know that you want to do this, you'd love for him to join you, but it is up to him. A few suggestions so this goes better in your favor. You may not want to say something like, all of us girls from the book club have decided it's time we all get skinny together, so we're listening to Trim Healthy Mama Plan. I want to fit back into my size 8 skirts, and you need to get back into your size 32 jeans. Sarah was over the other day, and I showed her our wedding pics, and she mentioned you were so cute back then. Ouch. First, your guy does not want to be skinny. He wants to be lean, and the last thing he wants to do is join you and your girlfriends at a tape-measuring body parts party. How about something like this? I want to feel more energetic for myself, and for you, and the children. I'd love to try cooking some more healthy meals and actually take a sane approach to getting trim this time. I'd appreciate your feedback on some recipes I want to try, and I'll do my best not to be offended if you don't like my first attempts. Of course, I'd love for you to join me in this, but that would be your decision. If he's not thrilled about it, do this for yourself first. Let your progress speak volumes. Eat your yummy cheesecake in front of him. Don't be obnoxious about it, but there's nothing wrong with a little, this is good, reverse psychology. The fact that you are enjoying your food, reclaiming your waistline, and not making this plan compulsory for him might start to make it appealing over time. Since Trim Healthy Mama meals are so man and family friendly, even if he is only eating your main meal at night, this alone may cause him to see enough results that he may want to go all in. If you want a tried-and-true, male-friendly recipe as his first taste of THM, try the cheeseburger pie. You can find that on our website or in our companion cookbook, and pair it with his favorite non-starchy veggie of choice, drizzled with lots of fats. We both had our own husbands down so many rabbit trails with diet fads, they were more than twice burned and extremely gun-shy about starting yet another crazy diet. We both ate the THM way for a full year on our own before our husbands decided to jump fully on board with us. Once they realized the food was not weird and completely tofuified, and that they could eat plenty of it, including desserts, they sheepishly came into the fold and have been happy here ever since. Not to say they don't do their fair share of cheating, though, too. Skinny Jimmy. Maybe you have the kind of husband who constantly needs to put on 5 pounds and appears to lose weight through mere breathing. The challenge here is to find a blood sugar-friendly approach to weight gain for him. Maybe he can eat all the empty carbs he wants, like donuts, white bread, chips, and Twinkies, yet he still needs to put on weight. Even though you may not see the ravages of these destructive foods surface as fat on his body, the internal inflammation and damage on a cellular level is still happening. Spiking blood sugar and eating devitalized toxic foods speeds up the aging process and initiates disease. It may even be one of the reasons for his inability to gain weight as he is undernourished. We suggest protein-centered crossovers at every meal, prepared with healthy fats and served with blood sugar-safe carbs. In very challenging cases, his crossovers may need to include butter sliced as thick as cheese on whole grain bread or rice at every meal, along with hefty protein sources and the inclusion of a tablespoon or two of raw honey. Don't pull out white potatoes from his crossovers. Feed him like you would a wiry, growing teenage boy, as he probably has a similar constant metabolism burn going on in his body. He doesn't need the sugary sodas and Doritos to keep his weight on. If he's open to it, try keeping peanut butter-based treats, sweetened with raw honey, on hand for him to eat right before bed. That might be one of the worst things for your weight, but the best thing for his. Keeping nutritious, high-protein crossover treats available at all times will help prevent him from reaching for empty carbs, such as corn chips. Of course, he may not give a rip about what we suggest, but hey, at least we tried. Part 4. Trim Healthy and Beyond. Chapter 29. Let's Talk Exercise. No guns blazing, kick in the pants, motivational, get stuck in, gals, speeches to start this chapter. Hopefully, you will be relieved and even intrigued to know why there will be none of that push harder talk from us here. Many mamas starting out on a new eating plan are already overwhelmed by new foods, recipes, concepts, and knowledge. Adding a bunch of physical training on top is almost a cruel joke. Not everyone starts Trim Healthy Mama with excess energy to burn, all hyped up to go sweat and burn in the gym. Hey, let's get real. Most of us don't. At first, you may barely have the energy to be in a good mood, let alone bust your guts in an hour-long workout. Here's a piece of advice that you may not have expected from authors of a health book. Don't. Don't what? Don't start exercising yet. Again, we urge you to listen to that sane and simple voice that aims not to complicate your already complicated and weary self. Please don't add exercise training at first if you don't have the energy. And please don't add new exercise routines if you are already a little baffled amid the learning curve of the Trim Healthy Mama eating plan. For now, our advice is to relax and get the eating thing down, at least for the first few weeks or even a couple months. Weight loss from Trim Healthy Mama can happen with or without exercise. In fact, you will get better health and weight loss results by not exercising at first if you are truly run down already. Allow your body some time to heal and become nourished. Let it begin to flourish. Exercising on top of true exhaustion is a stressor that will turn off weight loss as your body slips into survival mode. In time, as you fuel your body correctly, your energy levels will rise. As your blood sugar levels stabilize and your cells become truly nourished with whole foods and both S and E fuels, you'll start to feel perky enough that the thought of vigorously moving your body doesn't sound so crazy anymore. But let's be clear about something. When we talk about exercise here, we are talking about training the body in ways that are different from everyday healthy movement. When we say, take it easy and don't exercise, we are not telling you to sit on a sofa all day and maybe take a stroll to and from your car and back to your house or around your living room. A sedentary life only breeds more exhaustion and demise to your body. You've got to get some fresh air and get that blood of yours moving through your body to keep you feeling alive. Please do take lovely and lively walks. We don't consider walks to be physical training sessions. They are just enjoying the two legs God put underneath you. When you're ready. There is going to come a time, we promise you, when you will want to start moving your new energetic self more vigorously. When this moment happens for you, or if you are already there, actual physical training is a wise and well-needed next step. But major caution sign. Hold up for a minute. The type of training you choose for your body at this point can either boost or bring down your health and shape. Please do not suffer through long training sessions that exhaust your adrenals and raise cortisol levels. Don't overtrain or wake up at 5 to fit in your hour on the elliptical machine when you hardly slept the night before. You might be able to flex more muscle after lots of brutal exercise, but your hormones may not be able to handle it. As mamas, our lives are demanding, and we know that stressing our adrenals will sabotage our weight loss, not boost it. Over and over again, we see women unable to shed stubborn pounds simply because they are exercising too much. Our suggestion is that you keep training sessions to no longer than a half hour. Of course, natural activities like walking in the fresh air, dancing, and hiking are exempt from that. Here at THM, we not only shout, food freedom, but we also raise the battle cry for boot camp freedom. We have to stand up and say no to these body-punishing, push-the-limits exercise notions that not only wreck our hormonal health and rob our luster for life, but actually make miserable slaves out of us. Many mamas are beaten-down prisoners to a religion of exercise that says if you don't clock in your quota of hours per week of hard labor, you are a fatty and a failure. We say no. We say move and make it fun. Move so you feel like celebrating life afterward and not falling on the floor like a dead cockroach. We only have one life to live. Let's not make it a tormented existence. Exercise training should be fast and fun and practical. It shouldn't feel compulsory, but should be done out of the overflow of a zest for life. Just as we went down so many diet dead ends, we also got caught up in the many exercise fads over the years, especially Serene. There is so much conflicting and confusing information out there about how a woman should exercise. After following much of it, Serene had to end up taking off several months from any vigorous exercise at all to heal her body from damage of unwise exercising. After several years of burying ourselves in study about safe and effective exercise, we created an exercise system for ourselves and other mamas like us, busy mamas who want to heal our bodies rather than tear them down. We called these sessions Trim Healthy Mama Work-Ins. We coined them work-ins because of our foundational belief that working out should never be attempted unless you are first working your insides, safely firing your deep core muscles. Healing or developing a strong inner core before adding a whole bunch of circus moves is part of our simple, sane approach to health. We designed Trim Healthy Mama work-ins to be devoid of long, boring, time-wasting, and injurious movement. The sessions are fast, effective, and designed to sculpt a fit feminine physique. This is a countercultural idea to the voice of the modern fitness industry. Distorted female image. Have you noticed the culturally accepted new fit female is hard, ripped, and shredded beyond feminine soft lines? Models with rippling six-packs are splashed repeatedly on the covers of women's magazines. It's the new norm, but is it truly normal? While the portrayal of a healthy woman has changed over the decades, in recent years, the example of female fitness portrayed by media is heading in a new and extreme direction. Guns have replaced toned biceps. The new hot or sexy is the ripple of ab muscles beneath tight skin, rather than a healthy, trim waistline. Getting your blood pumping and working up a sweat is good for you. However, this is a vastly different thing from many of the brutal workouts that are all the rage these days. Muscles are great. We want to keep them as we age for hundreds of reasons, but our natural muscle distribution is different from men's. Our natural fat stores are vastly different from those of our male counterparts. Why are so many trying to reverse this natural distinction? As females, we have 12% essential fat in our bodies to support our reproductive organs, brain, bone marrow, spinal cord, and complete nervous system. Compare that percentage to men, who have only 3% essential fat. We also need non-essential fat, the fat that lies just below the skin layer and helps protect our bodies from injury and cold. It also provides us with a great source of energy and allows us to sit on something other than a tailbone. A healthy amount of fat on a woman is not repugnant. Shredding fat much below 18 to 20% can wreak havoc on a female body. Our fat deposits communicate with our hormones. Too little fat and our hormones sense we are in a life or death state. This reduces fertility and upsets the entire endocrine balance. Yes, let's seek the trim. But the shred? That goes against our natural design. It's also dangerous. Smart moves. Just because we don't want to shed off all of our female fat layers doesn't mean we aren't going to get deep into effective moves that not only burn fat to healthy levels, but also shape and strengthen a woman's body where it needs it the most. Trim Healthy Mama work-ins will give you a dynamic and productive workout, but yet they are safely modified for all the ages and stages of a woman's life, even the vulnerable pregnancy and delicate core healing season of the postpartum months. We train the bummy big time. Oops, excuse us, we didn't mean big, like make it chunky, but it really should have some oomph, which not only looks nice, but more important is the healing and preventative key to pelvic floor disorders. We train the whole back line of the body, restoring a healthy posture that is the foundation in losing the tummy pooch and reconnecting a diastasis recti, a split down the middle that makes our innards become outards. We keep it real. Maybe way too real, as we lanky sisters are not coordinated and don't even attempt to pull off professional. We shot these work-ins in one of our own living rooms with all the mess, children, and chaos. We didn't bother cleaning up for you, much, because that would be fake, and we wanted you to know that this is something you can fit into your mess and your own busy, crazy life. We do most of the 7 work-ins in our PJs or grungies, and don't show any midriffs or cleavage, because you don't want to see that, and neither does your family. The other reason is because we have had a bunch of babies and don't have any desire to bare the belly or boobs. Know what we mean? The feminine fit difference. Of course, you don't need our work-ins to start to enjoy and get the benefit of exercise. You can do anything you want to do that floats your boat. Just make sure that whatever training program you choose does not exhaust your precious and delicate hormonal interplay and tear apart your inner feminine core. Here are some motivational fitness quotes we found all over Pinterest recently. They're being repinned tens of thousands of times. I don't glisten or smile when I work out. I sweat, grunt, and curse. I am not afraid to sweat, not afraid to tear, not afraid to bleed. I am only afraid to quit. Warning. This blank spot was the name of a popular exercise strategy which we will not mention, may cause fatigue, nausea, vomiting, and an increased risk of becoming a bad, short word for donkey that starts with an A. Enough is enough. When we stumbled on these quotes, and hundreds more just like them, we cringed at the brutish attitude they expect a woman must adopt to be fit and strong. Yes, women are equal to men in terms of worth, rights, and value, but we are also gloriously different. This needs to be celebrated, not distorted. We are designed uniquely as God's female creation. Why not inspire one another to enhance our femininity by allowing our natural shape to be revealed in a beautiful balance of fitness and softness? Fall back in love with the idea of having a fit, feminine, wonderful but imperfect body, rather than a shredded, hard physique that is never quite good enough for impossible standards. Here are some new Pinteresty sayings from us that we wish were more the vogue. I not only smile during my work-ins, I also laugh, joke, and have enough energy left over to play with my children or love on my husband. I'm not afraid to listen to my body. Afraid to strip away my feminine curves. Afraid to make a religion out of exercise. Afraid to take it all too seriously. Keep your joy. Whether you have fun with our work-ins, design your own exercise program, or enjoy other safe and femininity-enhancing fitness programs, keep the joy of movement as your banner. Don't let exercise become the dirge of a treadmill captive time clocker. Exercise should never become a means of punishing your body for the previous night's popcorn splurge at the movies. Let the beauty of movement bring healing, not hurt, to your new, healthy, free you. Laugh out loud as you progress at your own pace in fitness. And, most importantly, don't take it all too seriously. Go ahead and do a silly jig. Move for the mere pleasure of being alive. In fact, if you're not going to do a silly jig on your own, work in with us and we are going to force you to. We make big fools of ourselves in a part of our work-ins that we call the Hot Tater Crazy Dance. But this kind of carefree spirit is better for your body and mind than all this serious, structured, gym-bound plotting. Life has enough of its own misery without adding more to it on purpose. Note. If you need a break from our crazy selves, as your workout buddies, we suggest you try some of Suzanne Bowen's exercise DVDs. She is a great friend of ours, married to our cousin, and is a professional trainer, so, unlike us, she actually makes exercising look good and graceful. We love her approach to female fitness because she takes a similar philosophy to our own. Her bar-amped workouts are short but effective, and she protects your inner core. Check out her bar-amped workouts at www.suzannebowenfitness.com. Chapter 30. Let's Talk Skin. Whatever you put onto your skin becomes a part of you. Your skin is like a sponge. Think about it. Nicotine patches, birth control patches, and hormonal replacement creams are all actual medications that are absorbed through the skin and make huge impacts on the body. Our skin is also our largest detox organ. It is meant to be a place where toxins come out, not go in. Therefore, skin creams and deodorants can be a dangerous onslaught of toxic chemicals, even if they say natural on the bottle. We suggest you watch out for the following harmful ingredients in most hair and skin products: parabens, phthalates, EDTA, ethylene diamine tetraacetic acid, propylene glycol, synthetic colorings, ureas, vegetable oils. It takes years for some of these chemicals to break down once they are absorbed through your skin. Deodorants are applied right next to your lymph system under your arm. It makes no sense for you or your teenage son or daughter to put a bunch of toxins there day after day. Antiperspirants contain aluminum, a known carcinogen. Why would we do this to ourselves? Not to be stinky, most of us answer. Let's find a better way. If you're doing the Trim Healthy Mama plan, you're already on your way to healthier skin. Preventing blood sugar spikes is more important than any skin cream you will purchase. Dr. Nicholas Perricone, the world-renowned dermatologist, talks about how inflammation is the destroyer of skin. In his book, Ageless Face, Ageless Mind, he explains how sugar and high glycemic carbohydrates cause rapid inflammation on a cellular level. These elevated blood sugar levels cause chemical reactions that create free radicals and attack the lipid bilayer membranes of our cells. The result is premature aging of our skin. This phenomenon is called glycation, and it causes irreversible crosslinks between adjoining collagen molecules, which translates as deep wrinkles and the loss of skin elasticity. The collagen-rich foods and supplements we encourage in your diet are known skin healers and beautifiers. As we age, our bodies make less collagen, which is what gives our skin firmness. The loss of collagen results in sagging and wrinkles. Gelatin-rich natural foods, such as stock or meats with skin and bones, or the supplements we recommend, go into your bloodstream and from there to your connective tissues, including your skin. They stimulate additional collagen production, which results in a reduction of lines and wrinkles. And that's not just a nice little hopeful theory. A study published in 2009 in the Bioscience, Biotechnology, and Biochemistry Journal examined the effects of eating gelatin on skin that was repeatedly exposed to ultraviolet light. The mice in the study were separated into three groups. Mice exposed to the light without gelatin had a 53% average decrease in the collagen content of their skin, compared with the mice that received no ultraviolet light exposure at all. Incredibly, the mice that were fed gelatin and exposed to the light not only had no collagen decrease at all, but they also actually had an average collagen increase of 17%. So let's dig into this wonder food for our skin's sake. What should you put on your skin? Now you know how to eat for healthy toned skin, but what to use on it? How about adopting the idea that whatever you put on your skin should not be anything that you would not actually be able to eat? Sure, that is a lofty goal, but we can all take baby steps toward that even if we don't perfectly make it. The fewer toxins we absorb, the greater our chance for vibrant health. Even many so-called natural products contain chemicals such as parabens. Just because something is packaged with earthy-looking colors and you buy it in a health store does not mean it is free of toxins. You certainly don't have to purchase only our Trim Healthy products, but do seek out skincare items, and makeup, if possible, that are free from the list we mentioned on this page. In sticking with the keep it sane approach we want you to take, don't start obsessing over the purity of everything you put on your skin. A whole bunch of worry and fretting is going to be worse for you than putting on a moisturizer with less than stellar ingredients. Just try to make wiser, more informed choices each time you purchase your personal products. The Trim Healthy Naturals line. We have another crazy story to share. 5 years ago, Kathleen, a close friend of ours who lives nearby, handed us a cream that she had concocted in her kitchen. She'd infused all the herbs herself into a base of soothing aloe vera and pure essential oils. We opened the jar and it actually smelled like oranges. All she said was, "Try it for a week and then tell me what you think. It's actually edible." Since that day, we have not used any other skincare cream. That was Kathleen's first product, which she named Orange Silk Hydrating Cream. It hydrates and soothes our skin like nothing else, is perfect under makeup, and performed miracles on many of our family members' problem skin areas. It healed a stubborn skin condition on Pearl's husband's hands that nothing else worked on, and Serene was finally happy about a cream she could use that fit her purest standards. We were so thrilled with it, we couldn't help but talk about it in our first book. We were not associated with the cream in any financial way. We simply wholeheartedly believed in such a pure product and wanted other people to experience it as well. We told Kath to put up a website in case she got any orders, and so she did, not really believing much would happen with it. Well, in the same way that the Trim Healthy Mama word spread organically from mama to mama, Kath's creams began to catch on. She began to receive testimonials from people using her cream. It was like nothing they'd ever used and, despite the purity, was actually affordable. Her customers became devotedly loyal. Many of their very troublesome skin conditions resolved, and they told their friends. Kath soon had trouble keeping up with the orders. Her husband had to quit his job and come help her full-time. In early 2014, Kath did the same thing to us, but this time with a deodorant she had created that was actually healthful rather than harmful. "Try it for a week and tell me what you think." We'd both tried many deodorants from health food stores, but let's just say they hadn't been that successful for us. The old underarm sniff check was rarely successful. Serene, determined not to put aluminum anywhere near her underarms, had even tried making her own homemade deodorant concoctions. They were extremely messy and hit or miss in effectiveness. We didn't have high hopes for Kath's experiment due to this history, and we told her so. Incredibly, it worked on both of us. We all put our heads together to come up with a name for it, the Hippie Stick. Kath launched it to her customers, and the response was overwhelming. She and her husband realized they had grown out of their home business when they found themselves having to make Hippie Sticks until 3 in the morning and then get up again at 6 to start again. We were thrilled and excited when Kath and her husband suggested we partner up and create a full line of natural skincare products. The Trim Healthy Naturals Skin and Personal Care line was born. We couldn't be prouder and more excited to bring you these products. We still have Kath working hard behind the scenes, but this time she is using her herbal wizardry to come up with new amazing products, rather than packaging Hippie Sticks until she's blurry-eyed. One of our greatest loves is brainstorming with her about how to come up with more truly natural products. We've worked with her on a pure shampoo for well over a year now, and we're very excited to see the idea soon to become a reality. Trim Healthy Makeup? No, we don't have that ready yet, but you'd better believe we're working on it. If you have dry, aging skin, give the original Orange Silk Hydrating Cream a go for both face and body. The coconut cream is a popular choice for oily skin. You can go to www.trimhealthymama.com and then click on Trim Healthy Naturals to find these original products, plus many more skincare and personal items we have had the honor of being able to have a voice in creating with her. Chapter 31. Balance is Beautiful. You've almost made it to the end of the book, and if we've taught you anything, we hope you have it seared into your mind that it is only this balance, this decision to keep a sane approach, that enables a long-term, happy, and healthy journey of food freedom. Our whole mission, the passion that drives us to take the time away from our busy, large families to write this book, is there right on the front cover. Keep it simple, keep it sane. We refuse to get trapped in the depressing fetters of food nitpicking. It is too easy to go from this nitpicking to a state of food looniness. At this point, you might as well just live in a bubble because you start believing so many foods are bad, bad, bad. And what do you know? Latest research says there are even scary, evil villains in regular whole foods that are out to get ya. We don't want to bash other diets. We certainly don't want to hold ourselves up as the girls who know all there is to know about nutrition. We will be ever learning, studying, and hopefully gaining more precious treasures of knowledge as we go on. As we mentioned in the beginning of the book, each type of diet has gems of truth that we can all learn from. We can offer respect to other approaches, but we need to draw a line in the sand when it comes to damaging extremes. So, we are going to come full circle now. We started this book mentioning all the conflicting and confusing information out there regarding diet, and we must end it returning to that maze for just a little while before we step back out into the sunshine with you again. We are often asked about new diet theories and what we think about certain foods that are suddenly slapped with a bad label. We want to take this opportunity to officially share our thoughts on some current diet trends. We don't want you to get caught up in unstable tangents, fads, and rabbit trails that will too easily rob your joy. You're going to have to protect your balance. It's getting even crazier out there, mamas. Your food freedom approach will continually be threatened by a host of new diet theories, new studies, and new scares. We want to arm you with some knowledge to help you keep it sane going forward. In order to see if some of these latest extremes can stand up to good old common sense and simple science, we need to take a closer look at them, shake them up a little, and see what's left standing. But no hurt feelings if you skip this part. Fair warning, we are going to get study heavy on you for a bit. If you don't care to delve deeper here with us, we'll meet you on the last page of the book to say goodbye. You have all the info you need for a successful, trim, healthy mama journey right now. But if you are one who opens your email inbox every morning to be ever more concerned and confused about what you hear regarding food and diet, follow along here with us and save your sane. Unstable wisdom. As you know, we don't have a bunch of degrees after our name, and we doubt we'd blow anyone away on an IQ test. But it doesn't take a bunch of degrees to see when the big picture is lost in the overanalyzing. Man's wisdom gets so befuddling and confusing sometimes. This is depicted in the biblical story of the Tower of Babel. The designers and builders of the tower were the smartest in the land, but they were so filled with their own intellect and aspirations to reach the sky that they were hampered by their own hands. They ended up babbling a bunch of nonsense, and the tower was never finished. The mind of mere man is puny compared with the one who created the universe with the power of his voice alone. His perfect nutritional balance is outlined in the blueprint he gave us. The Bible is sound and doesn't change with the trends and times. Even if you don't